Now, in this country, Oakland, California is seeing a double-digit increase in robberies. The police department took a hit in the recession, losing more than 200 officers due to budget cuts, and the force cannot respond to all the calls for help now. So residents in some neighborhoods are taking matters into their own hands, prompting a debate about private security on public streets. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Lower Rock Ridge is a leafy North Oakland neighborhood full of small craftsman-style bungalows suitable for young families, like that of attorney Dakin Ferris and his toddler twins.
Daddy.
Yes.
Ferris is a former Marine, and he says he's got the martial arts skills to protect himself. But a recent incident on his block has made him and his family feel vulnerable.
Three doors down across the street, my neighbor was putting his key in the door at 7 o'clock after coming home from work, was rushed from the street, didn't see apparently the people coming, but he ended up being beaten, hospitalized, you know, and obviously robbed.
Overall, robberies in Oakland are up 24% over the past year. Armed robberies have risen 45%. Ferris says he wanted action, but he wasn't sure how many of his neighbors felt the same. Then one morning, about 6 weeks ago, two armed men robbed a group of carpooling commuters, relieving everyone of their money, smartphones, and laptops. Ferris says such a brazen crime was a game changer.
To finally have that catalyzing event where people said, I am ready to take action, for me, that was awesome. I said, great, you know, I'm sorry that this happened. This finally gives people the motivation to say, hey, we need to take care of our personal security. The city of Oakland is not going to do it.
So after the carpool robbery, residents in two different sections of the neighborhood used a crowdfunding website to raise tens of thousands of dollars to hire private security patrols for a four-month trial period. More than 600 households pay $20 a month for unarmed patrols in clearly marked cars running Monday through Saturday, 12 hours a day. But many blocks away, where the neighborhood is a little less upscale, not everyone is on board.
A lot has been made that this crowdfunding campaign was democracy in action. I don't believe it.
Nicole Arruda is a lawyer and, like Dakin Ferris, a parent of two and a neighborhood activist. She says the organizers of the crowdfunding efforts bypassed the objections of their neighbors.
And the rest of us who have not signed up with this company, there's no accountability for us. If there are problems with patrols in the neighborhood, we have no one to go to because we're not contractees. The security company has no responsibility to us. There's no transparency.
Arruda says the online debate left out hundreds, if not thousands, of neighbors who weren't part of the discussion.
It's important to get outside your own echo chamber and really listen to people of differing opinions. That hasn't happened here.
Despite the controversy, the patrols began 10 days ago, and since then, neither the organizers of the crowdfunding effort nor the private security company have spoken publicly, and they declined to be interviewed for this story. As for the police department spokeswoman, Jonna Watson says they appreciate the help.
We welcome the extra set of eyes and ears. Any help that we can receive to reduce crime in our city is good for all of us.
Politicians are supportive, too. Dan Kolb is the Oakland City Councilman who represents the Lower Rock Ridge neighborhood. But Kolb says he doesn't want anyone to lose faith in the Oakland Police Department.
I hope it's successful, but there is certainly not a substitute for police. As long as we understand that it's a supplement for the time being, then let's all hope it works.
But it's not clear how the success of this experiment will be measured, or whether success will be defined as people just feeling safer. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.